I'd like to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 by way of invitation this evening. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We've begun our discussion of spiritual gifts by looking at that chapter in our study on Sunday mornings. One of the things that is found in the text of chapter 12, beginning in verse 14, the statement, in fact, the body is not one member but many. And of course, having reference to the body of Christ, and application being made to the church at Corinth within that local fellowship, that there are different members. And of course, the primary application there is that each one of them had different gifts that had been given to them as the Spirit willed. And there was apparently some envy that was present among them. There was some arguing ongoing concerning what are the greatest gifts and who is most important. And he said basically all of that kind of silliness is unacceptable, and he spoke against it. And he did so by basically stating two things in the context using this illustration, context of verses 14 and following. First of all, in verse 15 and 16, he said, if the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? Now, I want you to look at it from that point of view. Someone who says, in effect, because I'm not this, then I'm not a part of it. That would be indicative of a low sense of self-esteem, as it had pertinence to the idea or the image of the body. In other words, I'm not important enough. I don't have a place. I don't have a part. A little bit later on, in verse 21, the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, or the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty. And so again, there is another way in which you can look at it, to where you can say, I'm more important than you. And I don't need you because of the gifts or because of the abilities or because of the importance that I have in the body. And that's an inappropriate way of looking at either as well. And so neither of those two ways of looking at this relationship that we sustain as fellow members of the body is acceptable. You don't have the right to say that I'm unimportant. You also don't have the right to say that the person sitting next to you is unimportant because you are more important than them. That's not the right way to look at it. The right way to look at it is that God has given to each of us a responsibility. We have things that we can do that are commensurate with our abilities and talents. There are things that are required of each and every one of us, and we are all needed. So we should not think ourselves better than others, nor should we think ourselves as being non-essential or having no part to play with regard to the building up or the edifying the body of our Lord. So you need to keep those things in mind. Perhaps that's something to keep in mind as we begin a new year. We are nearing the end of 2014, just a few hours away of a new year. And let's strive in the year 2015 to recognize how important we are, each of us, to the body of Christ. Now every member of our congregation in this fellowship has a responsibility, has duties, things that we can do, and we need to make our efforts known with regard to edifying brethren, with regard to evangelizing the lost and helping those that we can help as children of God. We're going to offer an invitation at this time, not knowing the hearts of any. If you are here, you need to respond to the invitation call. We hope and pray that you'll take advantage of this invitation that we are giving to you. Repent of your sins, confess Christ as Lord, and be baptized to have your sins washed away. If you have a need, whatever that need may be, would you let us know about it while together we stand, while we sing.